said they were learning Siman Lamed Tes. It's very, very hard. Because the Lashon HaKodesh is talking about Madregas et Tzadikim, Halos, Machshavas Zaris, Haim Shma Shma. We're on page 121, beginning with the Bezeh Yuvan. A person who says Shema, that first word, Shema, says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shema. With that, there's a complete Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, ideally. A person is Makabal upon himself, Ol Malchus Shemayim. His Emunah is 100% clear. And with that clarity of Emunah, if there's a strange machshava that comes into a person's head, if there's something that doesn't belong, something inappropriate, the person believes with all of his heart, tzaddik, believes with all of his heart that this machshava was sent to him for the purpose of being able to lift it to a higher place. Since Hashem, for the mamin, Hashem isn't everything. There isn't anything without God. That means every machshava, not just every stone and every cloud, but every machshava, every thought. And if that machshava is a machshava that appears to be without Elokus, it's a deficiency on his part. To have to say Shema, and then again Shema, ki'ilu he didn't have kavanah the first time, and now he has kavanah the second time, demonstrates a lack of emunah. Instead, this person should be able to take this machshava from the beginning, when he has this machshava, and in that world of emunah, in that thought of emunah of Shema, to believe that it's completely godly, within it there's a lokus, and to be able to be misakin it, and to take it to the place from where it comes, which is Chesed, Agvur, Chesed. We spoke about this at length last Erev Shabbos. Let's begin with footnote 14, because I mentioned Bahagadamba last week, that this is the Avodas HaTzadikim. I didn't want to skip in the Seder of the Kesher Shem Tov, and since it's a very, very important and famous Yisod in the teachings of the Baal Shem, and we can take some things out of it, but in terms of practical avoda, it's not in our Dalet Amos. So look at 14 on page 121. Before we finish the Torah of the Baal Shem, Yesh Letzayin Shinyan Zeshal Tikun V'Halos Machshav Zaris. That it's important to note that this whole inyan. Thanks. That this whole inyan of tikkun v'halos machshava zoros, of fixing machshava zoros, of bringing them up to a higher place, to uncover the elokus and even these machshavas, eino dovah hashava l'chol nefesh. This is not something which is for everybody. Kfisher Rames Rabbeinu L'Holam b'sim tavtes, which the Baal Shem HaKadosh himself is promised to, that it's not everybody's avoda. And told us and so on. Va'al la'odim and hashur la'asuk b'kach. And it's not for a regular person to be Isaac in these things, that if a person has some machshava, God forbid, of davening of something that's immoral, that's gilui arayis, and to come to the place of ahava, and from ahava to go to chesed, and from chesed to come to Ahavas Hashem, that's what the tzaddikim are isek in. That if there's a machshava of, a person has a machshava of a woman, so that's a machshava that comes from the world of Ahava, and that comes from chesed, and chesed, and the tzaddik goes to that place of Ahavas Hashem. But Allah Adam and Hashur Lasa Pekach, this is not the work of a regular person. Hello, B'dar Klal Yesh Lidchos Mikolva Kol as a machshava, as a lasir, das, man, legamri. Our avod is to run away from machshavas that are unhealthy, but we should know that there's such an inyan, and to believe that there is such an inyan, but that's not our esek. And this is discussed in the Tanya. Chamuvah b'Tanya perchav ches. Im noiflim, the Alter Rebbe says, Im noiflim lo hirhurei taivis v'shar machshav v'zaris b'shas ha'avayda b'tar or b'tfilah b'kavan. If a person in the middle of his davening or his learning, he has some kind of a taiv. He has hirhurim, thoughts, a taiv, desire. So the Alter Rebbe says, Al yoshes leiv aleihen, don't pay any attention to them. Eliyasiach daitam hen kerega. Eliyasiach daitam hen kerega. Immediately, yasiach daitam hen. Turn your mind away from them. Think about something else. Vagam al yehi shoyt alasoy. Look how strong he talks to the Tanya. Vagam al yehi shoyt. Don't be a fool. Don't think that you're such a bal madrega like the Baal Shem Tov is talking about. Don't be a fool. Asik b'halos hamidus shel machshava zara. To be Isaac in this avodah, halos hamidus, to take the ahava, meaning that hear her of ahava of a woman, to take that to a place of what of elokus of godliness. Of course, it would be nice if Hashem wouldn't send these thoughts anymore. That's to say, since we're not good at this, could you please leave us alone? But we have different nisayin. Our nisayin is to go away from it. That's our nisayin. Nisayin of the tzaddikim was to be Isaac in this halos ha-mashav. Our nisayin is to ignore it. That in the Breslov Hasharim, it's the side of Eloine Mamre, where Avraham Avinu stayed by the Bris. Eloine Mamre, because Mamre is the Rosh HaTevis, Machshava Ra, Machshava Acheres. Mamre. If you have a bad thought, think of something else. Don't stay in that place. Mamre. Machshava Ra, Machshava Acheres. And the tzaddikim say that even if it's Tama Machshava, to think about your kids or to think about to think about the World Series or something, just not to stay, God forbid, in that bad place. Just think about something else. Because a person can't have two, unless you're the Rogachev or something, you can't have two thoughts at the same time. So since you can't have two thoughts at the same time, the avoid is not even to make yourself crazy about that machshava. How do I get rid of this machshava? The best thing is just to think of something else. If it's something else in Kedusha, that's fine. Think of a vart from the parasha that you like, or whatever. Think of something else. But I mean, if you could think of the what it says in the Siddur, that would be great. But that's also a good option. But if you can't, whatever, it's not working. You're not in the Siddur. You're not there. You're just not in the. So then, think of something else. If it could be a good thing, a nice thing, that's adarabba, that's better. But it doesn't have to be something that's kaddish. Just something that's not bid. You think of something else. Just something that's not bid. And that everybody could do. That's not a hard thing to do. And that's what the tzaddikim say, that the ikur is nowadays to go machshava ra, machshava cheresh. Just go to something else. Go away from it. Right. Yeah.
Is the Baal Shem Tov saying that if somebody has like a machshava taiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you that machshava, or Hashem is sending you a hava and you degraded it?
That's a fantastic question, and there's some talk about that. Pashtus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you an impulse of strong ahava, but because of your issues, it's mislabish in something, right? And then to fix it. However, that doesn't explain how he would send a tzaddik, a nish kaddish, such a thing. So there is the possibility that depending upon the person, like by a nish kaddish, he doesn't have such machshavas. Mm-hmm. A regular person has these things, so it's mislabish in that. By an ish kaddish, he doesn't have these things. So there are certain terrible, disgusting machshavas that somebody else could be having, his kid or his cousin, or some other Jew, and the tzaddik is sent somehow to help with this machshava, even though it's foreign to him. That's what means machshava zara. For a tzaddik, it's a machshava zara. But I told you what the Kotzke said when this. He had said to the Kotzke, I'm having machshava zara. The Kotzke said, they're not zaras. These are not foreign thoughts. They're your thoughts. I mean, what do you mean, foreign? He was using the term that's always used in the Torah, machshava zaras. Akilu, it's somebody else's machshava. And the Kotzke said, don't tell me it's somebody else's machshava. These are your machshavas. But by a tzaddik, it's a machshava zara. That's why it's called machshavas. There are machshavas ros and machshavas zaros. A tzaddik can have a machshava ra. A machshava zara, I'm sorry. You get a machshava zara because it's foreign to the tzaddik. What is this? Where is this from? He wasn't Isaac in this during the day. He doesn't think about these things ever. And then he was attacked by it. So then the tzaddik has an avoid of something to fix in the oilemus, to help some other Jews, whatever that is. But by regular people, it's machshava ra, means that it's the things that he sometimes looks at during the day or dreams about at night, then in his davening, it comes onto the screen because it's over there somewhere in his computer. It comes up on the screen, right? Sometimes they send like from nowhere to somebody's phone that's not from what he has on his phone, right? Like an advertisement comes up something because they could do that now. I don't know how they could do that, but they could do that. They could send something from a company that's bechlal not in your, it's not part of your phone. Mm-hmm. So that's a machshava zara. It's a foreign thing that was sent to you. But if you have something on your phone and it comes up and it's not so nice, like what do you have that on your phone for? Why is that there to begin with? Right. So it's a good, important question. This is why I'm talking about this chilik, machshava zara and machshava ra'os. But the ikur is it should be machshava acharis. That's why I mentioned many times over the years that I remember that there was a tzaddik who was saying, this goes back 40 years, maybe more than 40 years, when they started to come out with these English vidui booklets, you know, with extra viduis, like from the Chidon, from the Shalah, like all the extra, and like, in other words, now Maksa, there's not enough al-chaits, and they have to come out with more al-chaits. And I remember that there was a tzaddik, I think maybe it was the tzaddik that Rav Shik from Breslov, I don't remember who I heard this from, but there was a tzaddik who was saying that to throw these things in the fire and to get rid of them, because on our Madrega, if you start looking at these things, you say, that's interesting talk I had. I wasn't thinking about it. He says, better you just say the al-chaitz, that's, you know, the machzah, it's enough. And generally speaking, al-chaitz ha-chaitz ha-chaitz ha-chaitz. It doesn't have to say al-chaitz ha-chaitz and go like 10 types of arayz dikim ha-chaitz that you have, because the person stops on them and says, oh, that was interesting, that wasn't bad. He says, just to say the al-chaitz, and, you know, fast, and just go through them. And to think generally what they mean, you don't have to go so much into pratim of what that, you know, that vidui, to go into all kinds of pratim. We're not in such a place to make all these tikkun. The chidah has a vidui, the shalach kodesh has these things. But for regular people, you start to go into these things. You could fall right back into them if you think about too much. It's not our avodah. So the Tanya says such a strong lashon. The lift up the sparks that are contained within this machshava, to lift them up to the shayrish of the midas or where they come from. Don't be a shayta. They're just kenaider. Kiloi nemru dvar mahem elul at tzaddikim. The Tanya says what the Baal Shem Tov is talking about. The Arizal, all these things. This is for tzaddikim. That's what he was just saying. A tzaddik doesn't have their own bad machshavas. They have other machshavas from other Jews that they have to deal with. It's like the tzaddikim, the big tzaddikim, they have to help neshamas stuff. People, like I said last week, the people that died, all kinds of neshamas with tzaris. There is, I used to walk past a tree and used to hear neshamas that was somehow a mezgalgal in the leaves. I used to hear them screaming, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi. They were surrounded by neshamas ashukas, neshamas that had aggravation, had sorrows, that needed all kinds of tikkun. So that's by it. But the Tanya says, but tzaddik ain't from the machshavas zor shalahem. The tzaddikim didn't have their own machshavas zoros. Kim shalachayim, whatever that means. Again, that's not, we don't understand it, but that's a machshavas shalachayim. But the Tanya says, but regular people have their own bad machshavas from the left side of the heart, from the Yitzhar. So Eich, the Tanya says, Eich ya aleihu lamala. How is this Jew supposed to lift this thought up to a lamala above? V'hu atzma kush lamata, when he's strapped down below. What do you think you're taking this machshava lamaila when you're stuck lamata? You're not taking this, you're not able to get this machshava to a higher place when you're grounded in this world. Ela adarabba, yischazik Yosef, Yosef armis b'chol koich, b'kavonis ha'tfila. Then he says, adarabba, don't deal with this machshav at all. Just try to concentrate on the davening. Try to stick to the words and concentrate on the davening. V'kumoshal odom ha'mispalo b'kavona. It's like a person who's davening with kavona. V'armid l'negdo, orvid gilulam rasha, u'mesiach medabram ha'kedei l'balbalo. The person is davening, he's trying to have kavana, and then there's a Rasha that's standing right next to him, and he's saying all kinds of things to confuse this person who's davening. This Rasha is just trying to mess up this guy. So the Tani says, so what should you do? You should answer him? You should have an argument with this guy? You should start to try to go back and forth with him? He says, no. Shazosatosa Bavadai is what? Shaloy Lahashiv Lo Mitov Adra. Don't answer, don't talk to him about anything. Don't get into a conversation with him. In other words, the Tani says when you have a bad machshava, don't get into an inyan with that machshava. Don't get into a conversation with that machshava. Even if you have all kinds of svaras against that machshava, you have all kinds of things you could do to fight against it, or to argue with that machshava. Don't do that at all. Think of it as there's somebody that's just standing there to bother you with the intention of messing up your davening, and don't have a discussion. Just keep on davening. Just try to think about the words that you're saying. That's all. Shalola hoshev lo mitoy v'adra v'lasas atzma kecheresh lo yishu. You make yourself like someone who's deaf and you don't pay attention. Kach al yoshev mu'uma, don't answer anything. V'shum taina u'mayna neged ha'machshava zara. Don't get into any kind of argument with these machshavas that you have, or some sort of a way of, oh, how am I having this machshava? What caused this machshava? Why am I having this machshava? Did I do something I shouldn't have done? Did I look at something? Don't get into any of these pilpulim or these shakla v'taryas at all. Because if you wrestle with a manuvel, you wrestle with somebody that's filthy, that's low, misnavel gamkein. Even if you win, you get dirty. Misnavel gamkein. Don't get into any kind of a wrestling match with any of these machshavas. That's what the Tanya is saying. That's our avoda for regular people. Don't wrestle with bad machshavas. Any kind of bin machshava. That's just their eyes. Whatever it is, in Yonav Sveikis and Amuna, whatever the machshava is, whatever it is. Or if a person starts thinking about, you know, some client that he wants to kill this guy, the guy stole from him, it's not anything dirty or disgusting. V'chalos al-steik is not to stop and worry about why am I thinking it, it's just to try to think about the next words that you're saying and to go right to that. You just make yourself like a person that never heard, that's not listening, that doesn't want to hear this. Just remove them. Just go, keep on going. Just strengthen your kavana, strengthen yourself to try to think about the next words that you're saying. Just continue on in your davening. Okay, now let's go back inside. Ubeze Yuvan, on page 121 in the middle. Ubeze Yuvan hoi mishmashma. The problem of the person, the Baal Shem is saying, was this shma shma, that we silence such a person. The one who says shma shma. Says shma twice. So why did he say it twice? The reason that he's saying Shema and then he's saying Shema is because he felt that he didn't have Kavana by the first Shema. Right? He says Shema, Shema. Because now, as I said last week, you know that many people just have all kinds of nervous problems. And they repeat words in davening because of like OCD or these things that they repeat a lot of words. But the problem that person with the nervous, or the OCD, he's worried that maybe he didn't have kavanah. So he says, Shema, Shema. He says a few times. So, Mikar lo yikavan daite. Dainish Ahilo is a Machshava Zara. So Baal Shem Tov explains. So what does that mean? It means that he didn't have Kavanah the first time, because it seems to him that the first time that he said the word Shema, he wasn't thinking of God. He was thinking about something else. He wasn't thinking of Hashem. He wasn't Makabel al Malchus Shemayim. When he said Shema, he had other machshavas. The Heinish Shaila machshavas are Omnam Yede Shesham Gam Kein Hu Metzias Hashem Shbar. However, if this person would realize, if he really would have strong emunah, he'd realize that even in that Shema that was without Hashem, that was something else, that he, whatever his mind was in something else, there's also Hashem. Gam Kein Hu Metzias Hashem Shbar. Then Lahayat Sarach Lama Shtepa Mishma, he wouldn't have to repeat. He would just stop by that Shema, that first one, and fix it. I mean, the tzaddikim, but he would stop by that first Shema, and he wouldn't say, "Oh, yeah, I have to repeat it because I didn't have kavanah." He would take that first Shema and do what Hashem wants him to do, which is to fix it. That first Shema, to fix it. If he really was doing the right thing, he would know that Hashem is everywhere, and Hashem's in that first Shema also. So if Hashem's in that first Shema, why do you have to say a Shema again? Just find Hashem in the first Shema. Fix it. L'hoi tzorach lo m'shtei pom m'shema. Zehu tzachus, to turn the page, 122. Zehu tzachus loshna shas v'chila b'mazavta denavcha. And that's what the Gemara says, that you hit this guy with the hammer of the blacksmith. What kind of chutzpah is that he says Shema twice? He hit him over the head with a hammer. It's just a lashon of nothing else. It's not a good thing. Machin la b'mazavta denavcha akavana kemachshava atzma himakias adam. The Baal Shem says, what does it mean? You hit him. It means that the Machshava itself, is hitting him. It's kilu that Machshava is hitting him to say, k'dei l'saknul halal, so fix me. The Mazavta d'Nafka is something which is used for fixing. Why did he give the example of the blacksmith's hammer, whatever it's called? The Torah says that something needs to be fixed. So that machshava that you're having, that's not a good machshava, that itself is giving you a clap on the head to say, "Fix me! Don't do another Shema. Don't say Shema again. Fix this." So it gives it like with a hammer a clap on your head. Kamachshava atzim himakis adam k'mazavta k'dei l'sakna l'haloisai. So it means that even the first time that you said, Shema, that wasn't a steerer to your Kabbalah or Malchus Shemaim. It wasn't that there wasn't Hashem in that Machshava. It's just it's that Machshava, of course, is Hashem. It's just it's enclosed in something that's strange. It's enclosed. It looks like it's broken and it needs to have fixing. When it's a pure, beautiful Machshava, it comes dressed in holiness. It's very, very nice. It comes like in a, you know, in white clothing, it's good. Sometimes a thought of holiness comes dressed up like something that's not holy, and then it needs to be fixed. So you give it a clap, and you come to the elokus inside of that machshava. But certainly Hashem is there as well. V'lom hu chayze pam shenis lemeshma kilu chasushon pam mishana lohay Hashem tzivis Hashem zbar. Well, Hashem says, why do you have to say Shema a second time? Kilu, the first Shema, was without God. No, Hashem isn't the first Shema. It just needs to be fixed. You have to take off the bed. You have to give it a clap and take away the bed dressing, the bed clothing of that Machshava. But Hashem is there in the first Shema. You see, these are Balim Bedre. We don't remember if you even said Shema. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember if I said it once or I said it twice. I don't remember. These are tzaddikim that they're doing such things. Therefore, by saying Shema a second time, you're mekatzev b'mitzius ha'yisbach. It's kili you're saying that Hashem is not everywhere. You're diminishing Hashem's presence. You're saying that Hashem is not in the first Shema. It's not true. Hashem is in everything. Hashem is in the first Shema as well. Nimsu mekatzev b'mitzius ha'yisbach b'kabal so machu shemayim l'kach. Omar, therefore the Gemara says, Meshatkin also, we silence this person, not to say a second Shema. Why are you saying a second Shema? Concentrate about the first Shema and fix it. Don't say a second Shema. Our fun is just the opposite. Say, just go to the second, whatever. No, don't say a second Shema. Just go to Shema. Just say Yisrael. Just go on to the next word, Yisrael. Don't repeat and don't get into any of this. Balsham himself says, you'll see in a minute about repeating. And based upon this, the Baal Shem Tov has a whole hesber of Gemara and Bechairis. I don't know if you should say the whole thing. It's a little bit because this whole Asik, I don't know if we should do it. Just go to the larger words. I don't think we should spend more time on it because again, it's really not Nogeya to our Avoda. Omnam Lefam, if you see on page 123, you get the big letters again. On page 123. The next page, it returns to the Sikha. Right, you have it? You take a look, you'll see afterwards. He says, it's an unbelievable hesba that he says in the Gemara there, with an Ephroach mace, but let's just continue. Omnam lefamim, yesh machshavish et tzarech ledchaisa. The Baal Shem concedes that sometimes there's a machshava that you just have to ignore. That you just have to ignore. You go on. That you don't try to fix. And if you ask, so now the question, of course, is, so how do I know? Which is a machshava that I should just push away and ignore? And which is a machshava that I should fix? That I should be mild? That I should lift up. How do I know? So yizboinein ha'odam. So the person should be mizboinein. Im v'shor shabo ha'machshava zara. If the moment that machshava, that strange thought comes into your head, right, mamish, when it comes into your head, miad olah b'machshavta b'melasakna l'halois, you immediately think of how to fix it. As you immediately are able to uncover that and get to the elokus, get to find Hashem immediately in that machshava. As you look karv lahaloisa, then you could be Isaac in being makarv this machshava and to fix this machshava. In other words, if you right away see an eitzah, when this machshava comes into your head, you immediately see it for what it. You're able to see beyond the external ugliness and get to the elokus inside. That means that you're doing a good job, and that's you're in that place. You're in such a place that you could do that. As you look karvla halaisa, then you do that. But if that doesn't happen, you don't think of a way to fix this immediately, and it lingers in your mind for a second or two, that thought starts to hang out over there in your head. As mistama bolu vatlas adam betfilos, the mistama, it's not a machshava that's coming to you and crying for your help, but it's just stam, like that Russia that's standing next to you to confuse you. Lubabul machshavta, just to confuse you. As v'shus lidchais a machshava ahi, then you have permission. Lidchais a machshava ahi. Just to reject it, to ignore it, and to go away from it. Like a roide, if somebody's coming to kill you, you kill him first. So this is a machshava that's just coming to kill you, and you just kill it. Meaning kill it, run away from it. Killing it here doesn't mean to be isolated, it means just to ignore it. You push it away. And then go to the next page. He's going back to explain that. He's going back to explain that Gemara and Bechairis. Therefore, Vim Kane, the end of the Torah on page 124. Vim Kane. Im Omar Kama Tevis Bekriyashma Ubetvila Balei Kavana. The person thinks and he realizes that he said some words in Shema or in Shemoneh Esrei in davening without Kavana. Lo Yomram Pam Shenis. The Baal Shem Tov and the Talmid Baal Shem Tov are very strong about this. Not to go back and to start repeating words, which I've mentioned to you last week that I've seen that. In yeshiva, there was a guy that when I was growing up, he used to go v'havta s'shem l'kach v'havta s'shem l'kach b'cholavavcha b'chol nafshcham b'chol, and he used to go b'cholavavcha like b'chol nafshcham l'idecha, to repeat words, to have kavana. Well, Shem said, Im Omar Kamatevis Bekrish Matila Beloy Kavana, Lo Yerman Pam Shainis. Don't repeat words. If you want, and again, this is with a person whose mind is healthy and everything is okay. Then he says, Raki Har Machshava Bekavana Hatevis Shomar Beloy Kavana. You could think in your mind, don't say them. In your mind, you could repeat the words in your head, but don't start saying the words again. Kol zeh mimori ha-Baal Shem Tov. The Talmud says, all of this I heard from my Rebbe from the Baal Shem Tov. Okay. 125.
You're not sure you said the words, but you're not sure if you said it.
Say that. That's an Indian halacha, but that also you have to check to see whether you have OCD. Mm-hmm. Also, that's people that are constantly worried if I said the words. It's a lot of people like that have problems with it. What the aches are for those people that have that they're constantly worried about whether I had the right machshava, or you have people that when davening they're running to the bathroom five or six times because they're nervous that maybe the attacker have something that they have to go to the bathroom and it's going to puzzle up their davening or this word. You know, these are things that a person has to go, you know, speak to a therapist about. It's not the religious nowadays. These are not usually religious things. These have to do with other issues. However, if a person is just a healthy, regular person, he doesn't have any of this inyan of constantly getting nervous, So then these are sveikas that a person could have, that halacha deals with. If he's not sure, like there's a very common thing that happens to people, that let's say it's Krishma at night, and you're not sure, and you come to the words of B'cholavah, you're not sure... that if it's, you're saying it from the first, you're the first parish, or you're the second, but you have the same words, you're not sure. You know, where am I holding? Am I at the beginning of Shema, or at the end of Shema? Okay, these are sveikas that you can look in the Mishnah Berurah and discuss how to deal with it. But that's talking about a regular person that sometimes is just a little bit sleepy or lost this train of thought. But then you have people that they're always having sveikas about. They're constantly in the places. They're constantly mesupik. If they had kavana, did I say v'sein talamat alivroch? I don't know if I said v'sein talamat. They spend the whole rest of Shemoneh Esrei. Did I say v'sein broch? Did I say v'sein talamat alivroch? Most tzaddikim and therapists say, you said it. Just go to finish up. You know, don't start repeating and going back and so on. If people, there was a guy another guy that I knew when we were in Eretz Yisrael, that he would go. He would wash his hands like 10 times by. He was always nervous that he didn't do it properly, and he was standing there with the water in such a careful way, and then he would wash off, and then he would and then he would start doing it again because the hand wasn't, you know, he used to stand and go, whoa. Besides, there was a whole line behind him. What about like Ben Adam Lechaveiro, everybody watching this guy? He was washing 5 or 6 times. He would go over his washing his hands, and back then they didn't talk about OCD. We just thought he was nuts, you know. Now they have explanations. Maybe he is nuts, but there are explanations for why he's, you know what it means. But there are things that people do that are not, have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. It's stop, they're nervous people. They say that the Biskarov used to check the locks on his apartment. In those years, nobody was breaking into apartments in Yerushalayim. And he used to go like 5 or 6 times. He would go to his bed and he would get up and he'd go again to check to see that the door was locked. And there are people that have these things that they're just very, very nervous. Okay. It's not necessary to repeat that Torah either, to go back over a few times. But the other Torahs we have to repeat over and over again. Let's learn. Mem. Mabel Shamtev. Okay, this is a short Torah. The short ones are very, very packed. Misha Hayiragil Adabashaker, a person who's in the habit of lying. Misha Hayiragil Adabashaker, Oz Tshuva, so how does he do Tshuva? How does he fix this? Misha Hayiragil Adabashaker, Oz Tshuva, so Shalol Adabashaker, Gam Lasa Shalom. Now, you know, there are certain heterim when you're allowed to say things that are not entirely honest. And one of them is when it comes to making shalom, like Aaron Cohen used to make shalom, right? So he used to say, oh, your wife is upset. She really said such nice things about you. So there are times that you're allowed. There are times that you're allowed to say things that are not entirely, straight. Because there's a higher ideal, there's a higher goal, there's a tachlis of what to accomplish with that white lie. There's something that you're trying to accomplish with that. But a person who has problems with the truth, for him, he has to stay away from his tshuva is not to be bechlal in something that's not straight, that's not honest. Oz tshuvos shalol dabesheker gam lasa shalom. Even if it's a matter of shalom, kama loche ribis, like taking interest, gam he'akum from a goy lo yikabel. Now, what's that referring to? Even though there's no iser, mika din, there's no iser. In footnote 3, it goes through the whole gemara. We're not going to go through it right now, but even though there's no iser mika din. To take ribs, to take interest from a guy. But if this is a person who's in the habit of dishonesty, that he's living in a lie, he has a crooked life. So gam me'akim lo yikabel. You know, since he needs to straighten himself out, this is a yisod that we find in the Rambam, that you go to the other extreme, right? This isn't anything that's not found in earlier svarim. So he has to stay completely away from this. He brings in the notes, you see, look in the left column, it says Re'ei B'Me'iri Sham. You see what it says Re'ei B'Me'iri? In the footnotes, the left side. There's no refuah for a person who's chelia nefesh, somebody who has a very very bad midah. The refuah is not b'mitzvah hadrachim, it's not by staying in the middle. Ella b'netia acher haktzavas derech refuah. He has to go through the other extreme in order that he should have refuah, and that's famous. The Rambam akavur b'divrei Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Chazdeyas, Sha'av shebederech klal roi shemidas adam yu b'midah beininus. Generally, a person shouldn't be the Rambam says over there that a person shouldn't be too extreme, not extremely let's say giving away money without any regard for saving or keeping any money. You shouldn't be too cheap. A person should be healthy and in the middle to give at the right time and not to be stingy and so on. That's in general, that the healthiest way is to be in a midah beinonis. But when you're trying to fix something that's negative inside of you, like this person who is a liar, not just that sometimes he slips, but he's a liar, then Olav Lintos say hanegdi. Then he has to go to, for some time, just for some time, he has to go to the opposite extreme. Kagon is the Rambam. Mishu Balchem, if somebody has a bad temper. And this person who has a bad temper, if somebody hits him or somebody curses him, he shouldn't react at all. At all. He should try not to react at all in any way. He should spend quite a bit of time doing this. Until he removes anger from his heart. Okay, so that could be 80 years. But whatever it is, this person has this issue, and in order to cure it, he has to go to the opposite extreme. If he's arrogant, if he's conceited, then he should conduct himself in a way of bizyonis, you know, the humiliation and being disgraced. He should sit in the back row, not to put himself, because he knows that he himself always likes to sit in the front. He should sit in the back row. He should wear shmatas, not fancy clothing, not because he used to like to wear that to show off a certain way. So he should go the opposite extreme. Normally, a person shouldn't wear shmatas, and it's, you don't have to run to the back seat. But for a person who's a Baal Gaiva, the Rambam says his refuah comes by doing the opposite. So he goes into the back and he wears shmatas. Until he's able to uproot this gaiva, this conceit from his heart, and then he can return to the proper way, which is shu derech hatayva, not to wear clothing that's too fancy and not to wear shmatas, to wear proper nice clothing, but nothing that's extravagant. You don't have to sit in the back row. You don't have to sit in the front row. A normal wherever you sit. Then you can come back to a healthy place, the Rambam says. And when you come to the middle way, that's how you should live your whole life. In the middle way. And the Rambam says, and this is how a person should be with everything, all midas. If you feel naturally that you're in one extreme, yarchik atzmo l'ktzei hasheni, then you should distance yourself and go far away to the opposite extreme. V'yinog b'yizman rav, and you should go that way for a long time, whatever that time is, ad sheyachzor b'lederech hatorah, till it's safe to get back to the healthy and normal path, v'yimida b'ninish shebechol day v'deya, which is the middle path, b'chol day v'deya, the middle way. Back on top, al-kein umru. So therefore, that's why you see this guy, that he's not entirely, you know, that he's a dishonest person. He shouldn't get involved in ribbis, even if it's from a guy. Just stay away from things that are not 100%. Even though Mikra didn't, he could do that. Stay away from it. Al-Kain Omru, Bilue Kairach. Therefore, the Bilue Kairach said, Moish Emes, Viseroso Emes, Vanachnu Badoim. Therefore, as the Adas Karach, they were sinking into the ground when the ground opened up and they were being swallowed up into the ground. So they called out, or when they were down there in that place, they were calling out, they were heard screaming out, Moshe Emes V'Saroso Emes, Moshe is true and his Torah is true. V'nachna B'doim, and we're liars. And we're a bunch of liars. All right, so let's look at the parish a little bit. Somebody who has a problem with lying, his tikkun is, his tshuva is, don't say anything at all that's dishonest. Gam lo amanas l'aser shalom. Even if it's a type of a lie, that's mutar al pidin. Avsha hadavim mutar min hadin. Even though it's mutar min hadin to say such a thing, that doesn't mean. Let's say there's somebody that you don't particularly care for. It doesn't mean that you have to go to the opposite extreme. Instead of saying to him, you're my best friend, I love you, it doesn't mean you walk over this guy and say, I just want to tell you the truth, I hate you. That doesn't mean to do something that's against halacha, and to insult people, and to hurt people. Just to avoid it. But if you see that if a person knows that he's dishonest, he has to be very, very careful with saying things that are not true. You're saying things that are not true, to go to the opposite extreme. But of course, it doesn't mean to say things to hurt or to do anything that's destructive. But even a lie that's mutal pidin, he shouldn't be soimach on that. He shouldn't say such lies. You know, people who are bali lashon hara, they always explain why this is a toelas. The one word that they know from the Chavetz Chaim is the word toelas. Like, this is a beneficial Sure, it benefits. It makes you feel good. That's why you're saying it. That's the benefit. The benefit is that it was that you wanted to say this to somebody, and now you said it. Now you feel good. But the Baal Shem could always explain, no. This is for a very important. The reason I'm telling this to you is that it's very important for you to know this. Whether it's a Torahless, you have to learn the rest of Chavetz Chaim of Shmir's Halashim to know whether it's that qualifies as being a Torahless. I don't know. It's not so posh that that's a Torahless. Why did you have to say that? The people that don't like Lashon Hara, that are not into saying Lashon Hara, they don't usually see such big toelis in saying negative things. So you could be fooling yourself to think that this is a toelis. What's the why is this necessary? Why do you have to say this? And even if you're saying it, you have to be careful. What if you say an extra word or something? You have to be careful. So if you yourself know that you have a problem with Lashon Hara, then it's better to go to the other extreme and not to say it, not to speak about somebody else. Not to take any ribbis at all. Therefore, Anshe Adas Karach and Nivlu Ba'adama, that the Karach's people, when they were in the ground, they called out and they said, Moshe Emes V'Saros Emes V'Nachna B'Doim. Biyadvar. The explanation is as follows. The problem that Korach and his chevra had was they were jealous of Aaron HaKohen. The Sovra Shav Heim Oim De Midargo, so they held themselves to be no less than Aaron. Me'ach Sha'aron Hayanoig L'Shanis Menemes of Ne'ashalom. And since we know, as I said a minute ago, that Aaron, we know that Aaron was famous for his little white lies, because he would make shalom between people all the time. And he would always say these little funny things to that your friend feels so bad. I was sure I was talking to him. He told me how he misses you. He felt so bad that he had an argument with you. And then he would tell the other guy, you should know that your friend feels so bad. So Aaron was always Isaac in these kind of white lies. So since Aaron was in the habit of lying, Ibnei HaShalom, Vahaya, the next page. Vahaya Dovra al pi Harah Satara. Kefishet Siva Moshe. What Aaron was doing was 100% al pi Torah's Moshe. It was 100% according to the instructions of the Torah of his brother, Torah's Moshe. Sovru Halolu, so that the Adas Korach, Korach's people thought, Shaf Lahamuta Dovra. That they could all, since the beginning, they were jealous of Aaron. They held themselves to be no different than Aaron HaKohen. So the same way that Aaron is able to go around lying all the time, because he's helping people, we could also do that. We're also on such a madrega that we could do that. Ach mishenivlu ba'adama. But when they were swallowed up by the ground, in other words, that the Baruch Shalom said to them, no, you're not Aaron. That was the Hashem saying, you guys are Bechlal, not Aaron HaKohen. So they're swallowed up in the ground. Ach mishenivlu ba'adama, hikiru b'to'usa. They recognize their mistake. Hikiru b'to'usa. They recognize their mistake. V'chrizu hidavka Moshe, shemidos emes, gam toroso, shehit la'aron l'shanus menemes, mibnei sholom, enesti menemes. So the Hashem is saying a very deep thing. Why do they say, when they went into the ground, okay, we understand the pshat, why they said Moshe Emes HaRasom, because they were arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. So now, they were swallowed in the ground, and they said, Moshe Emes HaRasom Emes. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh is saying a remez over here, the meaning of the white davka, they were saying Moshe Emes HaRasom, so they were jealous of Aaron. So they held that they're no different than Aaron. And the same way that Aaron can come to this truth, he's saying truth that's dressed up in a shaker and a lie, Aaron was saying something because why there was a higher thing of truth, and Aaron was in a place of truth, and they held themselves that were also such tzaddikim, that were really, really, really honest people, and we're always saying the truth, but we have to change Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah in order to get to the higher truth. So once they came down into the ground, so then that whole game was finished, and they said, no, Moshe Emes, Misaroso Emes, meaning Moshe Emes. Kidavka Moshe, only if you're in a madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, an Aaron HaKohen, Shemidoso Emes, where the Midah is complete truth, Gam Taroso, then the Torah, the what Torah? That Torah of Moshe, Shehitla Aaron Lashanis, that Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron, you could go around doing your thing. Just keep on doing what you're doing because you're in a place that's Emes. And it was Moshe when he said, I'm telling you that you're an honest person. So there's a heter from Taurus Moshe to Aaron to do that. Mevnei Shalom, in order to make peace between people. That ain't a steam in Emes. That's Taka Emes. Moshe Emes, Vesaroso Emes. Vilohem, however, you, the people of Korach, that you had this whole thing that in your heads you thought that you're like Aaron, and you thought you're going to walk around like Aaron doing these kind of things that are not really Taurus Moshe, dressed up, ki'ilu, this is Taurus Moshe. In the world of truth, they already recognize that the whole thing is that we're liars. Shemidosim sheker badoim, that's what they said, Moshe emes v'sarosa v'anu habadoim, and we're liars. Meaning that we weren't Aaron HaKohen. We're just regular liars. That's all. We're liars. But Aaron HaKohen's not a liar. Aaron is a tzaddik. And Aaron is using Torah's Moshe. And he has a heter from Torah's Moshe. It's mutafim al pi Torah's Moshe to lie. Because there's a heter in Torah's Moshe to lie in order to make peace. There's such a heter. But Moshe emes v'saroso emes v'anu habadoyim. We're just liars. We're just liars. No Indian here. It's Moshe Emes or Saroso Emes. That Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of how to get to a higher truth by lying, that's only for the people that are on the Madrega of Moshe Emes. If you're a Moshe Emes kind of a person like Aaron, then you could be Samachan v'Saroso Emes. But Anu, but us, Korach's people, we're just regular lawyers. We're not Aaron or Kain, we're just Stam lawyers. Therefore, they're not allowed to be mishanim and ha'emes, to say something that's dishonest, even if it's l'man ha'shalom, because the lie is. The whole life is a lie. The whole life is making believe that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are coming, that they're coming with tainus, kila, they're doing something that's so holy, that they're trying to help the Jewish people, and that they're great tzaddikim. The whole thing was a lie. Korach's people was a lie. It was they were lying to themselves, and they were lying to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Aaron. They're liars, and that's why from the Olam HaEmes, in the Olam HaEmes, they say Moshe Emes v'Saroso Emes v'Anu Abadoim. Moshe is true. His Torah is true. Yeah, there are tzaddikim that they're able to do things that are not 100% straight because they're such holy and honest people, that when they're doing that, it's only to come to the higher truth, to some great truth. But that's not what our lives was. That's not who we were. We weren't looking for any great and truth and big purpose in life. We just were jealous. That's all. Jealous. It was just jealousy. And it was sheker. And that's why I say, Moshe v'Saroso v'an habadoim. It's just sheker. That's all. There's nothing fancy here. There's no Moshe emes here. There's no heter. And therefore, the tikkun for that, the tikkun is to go the other way. The tikkun for a person who's a liar is not to be Isaac Bechlal in any in yonim of fixing up things by saying half-truths or white lies. They just have to go completely, completely away, like the Rambam says. Aslam l'shanus min emes, afilu b'mnei ha'shalom. Vein hem yecholim klal l'shtavus l'aron ha'kayin. And they can't compare themselves at all to Aaron HaKohen. There's a personal story I told many times over the years. That's embarrassing because I did the wrong thing, but it's a good lesson for me and it's a good lesson for you. That there years ago, you heard of Reb Shlomo Freifeld, right? You remember? So I was very close to him, and I never learned in the yeshiva, but I was very, very close to him. I mamish loved him. So, anybody, any of you knew him at all? You met him? You knew him? Oh, yeah, for sure. I heard Shlomo was, he was the most delightful person to be, the tzaddik of a person. And so I was having, at that time, there was an inyan that I had with somebody, there was a machloikis that I was having with somebody, and so this person had a tain against me. I just don't even remember exactly what it was, but there was some kind of an inyan that I had with this guy. And I went to Reb Shlomo to talk to him about it. And I said to him that I'm having aggravation with this guy, which Rav Shlomo knew about, because the other guy spoke to him also. So there was something with some money in you. I don't remember what it was, but it was a bad feeling with this guy. And so I went to, and he was saying things to people about me. You know, that's so I went to Rav Shlomo. And Rav Shlomo said to me, yeah, Maisha, and I tell over to Maisha, I said over to Maisha. So he said, so, and I explained to him exactly what my position was. Again, I don't even remember what the Indian was, but I explained to him what my position was and why I felt that I was right. And maybe it was about some part of the rent that was due or not due, something like that. And I explained why I was right to Rav Shlomo. And then he's listening to me. So he said to me, so then Rav Shlomo said to me, so if you're right, so what are you worried about? Like, you know, that the guy's talking about you. So you're right, so what are you worried about? And he started like to laugh. That's how you talk. So I said to him, I'm worried that there shouldn't be a taina against me in the Olam HaEmes. That's what I said. There should be a taina. I should be completely clean. That's what I meant to say. There shouldn't be a taina. Maybe I did something wrong. There shouldn't be a taina against me in Olam HaEmes. So he smiled and he said to me, He says, Maisha, in the Olam HaEmes, the reason it's called the Olam HaEmes is because in the Olam HaEmes, they know the truth. So if you're really telling the truth, then you don't have to be worried about the Olam HaEmes. But if there's something that's not 100% over here, then forget about the Olam HaEmes. Then you better fix it right now here in the Olam HaShaka. You better take care of it. And I thought about what he said, you know. He laughed again when he said that. He says, the Olam HaEmes, oh, that's what you're worried about. He says, tzaddik, you're worried about the Olam HaEmes. Why don't you worry about the Amad HaShikra, you know? So I thought about it afterwards. I spoke to my wife about it, and I realized that, like, I didn't handle it 100%, you know, the right way. It wasn't 100% the way I should have handled it. Whatever that was, I don't remember, but it wasn't 100% Ehrlich, the way I did it. You know, and I spoke to the guy, we made up again. I don't remember what the Indian was, but we made up. But the way he said it, like, I was coming across like I was like some sort of, an Aaron HaKohen, that Moshe Emes, Vesarosa Emes. In other words, I did nothing wrong at all in this world. Everything is 100% right. So they said, so then what are you worried about? I'm worried about because maybe in the next world they have like higher standards. So he said, if it's true, it's true. If it's not true, it's not true. So you better figure it out, you know? And it wasn't 100% straight. So when a person knows that he's not in that place that's 100%, the ikkar is to fix it and to go the other way and not to play games with half truths. Because Baruch should help us to live Maisha Mrs. Sarah has said. I'm not going to be here next night of Shabbos.